It is the most wonderful time of the year, and the news that we heard today from the president and from Mayor Lightfoot kind of put a damper on it. But to spell it all out for us, we have Dr. George Champas on the phone. How are you today, doctor?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Dr. Champas is emergency medicine with Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and he is the executive director of Disaster Management and Community Preparedness, the initiative at Northwestern that addresses how the current wave of the pandemic compares to earlier waves, how hospitals and communities will respond, how to travel, how to gather safely over the holidays. I'm sure you just watched, as we did, what the president had to say on television. And he did address the fact that hospitals are stressed, and he is going to deploy troops to help out where needed. Is that something that Northwestern needs, or will this be in more rural areas or states like Indiana, Wisconsin, where we already see they're getting help?
Yeah, I can't imagine that we're going to be seeing federal troops assisting at Northwestern or in our hospitals. But without question, I think the healthcare industry across the board, nurses, physicians, all of the staffs are without question fatigued. I think that everyone is searching for an end point here because, quite frankly, it has been 2 years of a non-ending circumstance.
I did like that he acknowledged that we are tired, we are worried, we are frustrated, and I think that is pretty common across the board. Everybody feels that fatigue, especially getting this news on Christmas week. In your opinion, is it true that most people who are not vaccinated will suffer or get contact this variant and become sick as a result?
Well, I think it's true that this variant is acting differently from the previous ones and that its transmissibility is very, very high. And so without question, being vaccinated, being boosted is a level of protection. And that's something that has been said for a long period of time. The purpose of a vaccine is to protect you from getting significantly sick, hospitalized, or death. And that's what everyone has to keep repeating it to itself. And so when you say that, testing and more testing, especially in a vaccinated population, quite frankly, just adds another layer of anxiety, puts you in a category where, you know, you may need to be quarantined or not be able to participate in life, not be able to go to work, not be able to go to school, which then I think creates a whole other problem in a vaccinated population. You have anxiety, you have depression, you have an inability to, get paid for your work. And so one answer sometimes creates more problems. And I think that we need greater clarity with a very decisive direction. And I think that's why we're in this state of confusion.
So there is a run on tests today in Chicago and throughout the nation. Everybody got the word that there was a shortage. So everybody is scooping up these tests that you take at home. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, nobody's coming to my dinner table for Christmas unless they take this test and the test is negative. But until you have a PCR test, you don't really know for sure whether you've got a false negative or a false positive. Is that safe to say?
That is true. I think that, we've always talked about a layered approach and a mitigation, meaning, how many things can you put in place to try to decrease that chance with never getting to zero. You'll likely never get to zero risk, although PCR is a very good test. But as we all know, PCR tests can take 24, 48, 72 hours to return. So in a vaccinated population, being asymptomatic and a negative rapid test is good. It's not zero. Those rapid tests that you're getting off the counter are really best if you have symptoms. And so everybody needs to be cognizant of that, is that it's not 100% certainty in an asymptomatic population with those tests over the counter that you're 100% protected. But it is a mitigated kind of collective approach.
This is Dr. George Champas. He's emergency medicine with Northwestern Memorial Hospital and the executive director of the Disaster Management and Community Preparedness Initiative at Northwestern Medicine. This is something that you are working on day and night. How do you rate the president's speech?
Well, I think that this, speech and decisions that you're seeing in Chicago and Boston are maybe 4 or 6 months a little bit late. I would have liked to have seen this And I'll just point to some things that we're comfortable here, you know, in Chicago. You go to the United Center, you go to some of the stadiums, showing a vaccine, showing a layer of protection has been implemented already. And I think that those decisions should have been done when it was warmer months. Now, when we're going to go into January and it's cold and you need to walk into a restaurant, I think it's going to create some confusion. I think that these are decisions that needed to be made. I would have liked to have seen them a little bit earlier.
I had not traveled in 2 years, and I traveled to Seattle. I felt safe enough a couple weeks ago. They had a system in place I was unaware of because I was a traveler, but where you could dial in, basically check in digitally, and if you went to a restaurant and the person who served you or other patrons tested positive, they would send you an alert on your phone saying, hey, you've been exposed. And a lot of people panic at that because they feel like, well, if I sign in, then I won't be able to get on a flight, or maybe I can't go to work, or maybe I can't go to school. Those type of things haven't been implemented in Chicago, and I'm not sure they're implemented in many areas outside of Seattle. But is that something you see happening in the future?
I hope not. I think what needs to happen is that we have to continue to push the non-vaccinated to be vaccinated. That has to be the number one objective. And I understand there's hesitancy. We need greater education. We need greater awareness. It needs to be done in a manner that is effective. We were supposed to be 75% vaccinated by July 4th. That hadn't happened. And so we need to determine how best to do that. So number one is we need people to be vaccinated. We also need to make sure that those that are vaccinated and boosted, that their requirement for testing is something that is lessened. If you're vaccinated and you're asymptomatic, getting more and more tests in that population is not the solution. And I think we need to be really strategic and target the non-vaccinated population because, quite frankly, they're the ones who are going to get sick. They're the ones who are going to die. And and that component is preventable. And that's where we need to focus.
All right. Will you hang with us for a few minutes?
Absolutely, sir.
Awesome. It's Dr. George Champus, and he's with Emergency Medicine with Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Perhaps you have a question or you'd like to chime in. 312-981-7200. We'll continue our conversation with him next. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. The news is coming up with Bob Kessler next. Always nice to hear something that makes you laugh, and Landecker always makes me laugh. I'm Lisa Dent, in for Anna DeVlantis. Thank you for listening to 720 WGN. On the phone with us in reaction to what the mayor announced today, the fact that you will need to show vaccination status to enter restaurants, bars, arenas, and then followed up with the president's speech about deploying vaccinators and the availability of rapid tests. We have on the phone from Northwestern Dr. George Champus. He's in emergency medicine and also the executive director of disaster management and community preparedness initiatives at Northwestern Medicine. So this is something you have done from day one. And I understand, doctor, you're willing to take a few questions because people obviously listen to what our leaders had to say and they've got questions. Are you ready?
Yeah. I'm ready, Lisa.
Okay. Let's go to Susan. You know what? The doctor wasn't locked in, so grab him back. Susan, I understand that your question has to do with pregnant women, and I relate to this because I have a bonus daughter who was very concerned about getting vaccinated because she's worried about her fertility someday, and I'm guessing you have someone who is pregnant in your family?
That's correct.
And what was your question for the doctor?
What is the stance on vaccinating pregnant women?
And is this a daughter of yours or? Okay. All right. Let me jump back to the doctor. So, doctor, you're with me?
I am, Lisa.
So, vaccinating pregnant women, that was Susan's question. That's a concern in her family.
Yeah, I think everyone is, you know, gets concerned during pregnancy. But what I would state is that a pregnant state is actually a state where you are a little bit immunocompromised. And so it is important to consider getting vaccinated because the pregnancy in itself creates that immunocompromised state. Obviously, that conversation should be had with your obstetrician, but our findings are that getting vaccinated during pregnancy is where the American Academy of Obstetrics is at currently.
And that probably is the same message. Speak to your gynecologist, your OB, whoever, when it comes to women who perceive that the vaccination might actually inhibit them getting pregnant in the future.
And that is correct, because everyone's individuals, you know, bring something different. It could be a diabetic woman. It could be a woman who has another underlying condition. So having that individual conversation with your obstetrician and your gynecologist is critical.
Dr. George Champas on the phone with us, emergency medicine at Northwestern. And on line two is Joe. Joe, you had a question about the rapid test versus the PCR test. You're on with the doctor. Go ahead and ask.
Hi, Doc. Thank you. So long story short, I took a rapid / PCR test Thursday. Rapid came back negative, but 48 hours later, PCR came back positive. Went back the same day for a rapid and PCR. Rapid came back positive, but yesterday I found out that the PCR came back negative. And again, this morning, I took a rapid, which was negative. So just a little bit confused.
It's confusing me, to be honest with you. That's unfortunate with what's going on with when you test and test and test. Sometimes it creates a lot of confusion. What I would start with is, are you vaccinated or not? And if you're symptomatic or not. If you're symptomatic and the rapid is positive, then I think that is a good indication that you likely have COVID. If you're asymptomatic, And you're fully vaccinated, I wouldn't be taking tests. Hopefully that creates a little bit of clarity. When you test, there's obviously opportunities to have some false positives or false negatives. But in general, the rapid tests are very good when you're symptomatic. And if you're not symptomatic, that rapid test is a good test in context with everything else going on.
Joe, thanks for your phone call. I just want to buzz through some more calls because we only have 3 more minutes with the doctor. He's got a meeting. So I appreciate your phone call today. I'm going to jump over to Lois. Lois, what's your question for Dr. Champas?
Hi. My question is, in March, I had the Johnson vaccine. Now, the 1st of December, I had a booster. I had the Pfizer. I feel like I should really have another vaccine. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Lois, I would tell you this, is I'm glad that you did get the Pfizer, because recently with the Johnson & Johnson, the indication is that you should either get a Pfizer or Moderna as a second vaccine. I think getting the Pfizer as of December 1st, I'm very confident and comfortable that you are in a good position. I would probably guide you maybe by February or April, that if you were to get another one, you'd get another Pfizer or Moderna at that time. But I feel that with getting that Pfizer shot in December, that you should have a good amount of antibodies to protect you through this winter.
And Doctor, many people from the CDC, NIH came out and put J&J as the last vaccine. You know, there's only 3, but they rated it as the last. At this point, if you're not vaccinated, would you suggest they go with J&J, or should they get the Pfizer or Moderna?
I would guide them to get the double shot, so either the Pfizer or the Moderna.
Okay, great. And Carl, thank you for holding on. I know you've got a question for the doctor before we let him run. It's about having a cold and getting vaccinated. What exactly do you want to know?
Yeah, certainly, last but not least, Dr. Champas, I have a friend who's reluctant to get her booster because she has a little cough thing going on right now. Is there any reason for her not to get a booster?
I think if she was febrile, meaning she had a fever, is when I would indicate for her not to get the vaccine. If she's not having a fever, body aches, chills, it's appropriate for her to go ahead and get that vaccine. So hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, it's a minor thing. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. And be safe.
And doctor, before we let you go today, is there anything else that you would like to say to the people listening to 720 WGN about what the president had to say, what the mayor had to say, and how wary we need to be about this new variant?
Lisa, I would like everyone to hear that, you know, and listen, I'm an emergency medicine physician, and regardless of what you believe in either way, what I would share is that being vaccinated without question protects you. And this is Russian roulette. And I've been on this before. It literally is. We don't know who's going to get significantly sick or die. And a vaccine can prevent deaths. And the reason why we continue to see deaths in this country is because there's a large or too large of a population that is unvaccinated. These are preventable deaths. The number one message should not be testing. The number one message is vaccinate. Vaccinate, vaccinate, especially the population that is yet to be vaccinated. So please get your vaccine. We're going into a darker place. It's going to get worse before it gets better. To all of our healthcare workers who are out there, we know that they are doing an amazing job. Please say thank you to them. And I hope everyone has a safe Christmas, safe holiday. And thanks, as always, for having me on, Lisa.
Thank you. We sincerely appreciate your participation. Dr. George Champus from Northwestern Medicine. He is also the Executive Director of Disaster Management and the Community Preparedness Initiative at Northwestern. He knows what he's talking about.